people don't build up the houses as tall like they used to.
But maybe, like, just real small room, maybe you have to get up through a,
now these don't have no upper room. These here. And they used to call it a scuttling hole and have a ladder to go up in.
They call it what?
Scuttling hole.
Scuttling hole.
Yeah, they'd crawl up and then they'd have a little place and they'd push that plank back.
Yeah.
You know, and have a room up there.
And they call the room?
Yeah, they just have a little small room. But you know, like some of them had they'd call ever that house over I lived and come here. He'd had another little place. Now Roger's got a place that's got a little attic up in it.
Yeah. Is that bigger?
Some fixes up and they put little old things that they don't use very much up in it.
Yeah.
I don't get to sleep in it or anything like that. Back then they didn't. But now, you know, if they want a house of two stories or two and a half, why they build it that way.
Yeah. Okay, where would you cook in? What room would you cook in?
Well, back in my growing up, they done most of the cooking on the fireplace. They didn't have no stoves, and my mother-in-law, her people had the first cook stove was ever in Squatchy Valley.
Well.
And he was Nick Nail, I believe, and he run a stove family, they call it, and Roger's got one of the old skillets.
Mm. What's a skillet?
It's a skillet you fry your...
Does it have legs on it?
No, skillet's just got a little handle, you know. They call them skillets.
What if they
show you better than I can tell you.
I think I know what you mean. What if you have a skillet, like, and it's got legs on it, and you can just set it down?
Well, they used to have that. Roger's got some of that old antique stuff. It's got little legs to it. And then they had little pots that had... They call them little pots. They had three little legs on them.
Yeah.
And my mother had one that held 30 gallons. My youngest son's got it.
You ever heard of something called a spider for a skillet or a frying pan?
No, I don't believe it. We had skillets and bakers. They had little bakers, a little thing made like a skillet, but it didn't have that big old rim up around. And they baked hoe cakes. They cornbread, you know, they call it hoe cakes.
What did a baker have?
It was the cast iron and
just flat on the bottom?
Yeah, I had one. But Roger, I just brought two skillets and a little skillet, and then I brought a cast iron thing to bake muffins or anything. It's cast iron.
Okay, what room is that in there?
Well, they always call it the kitchen.
Okay.
Kitchen. We always call it kitchen.
Okay. And some kitchens have a little room off of them, kind of like a closet, only big.
Oh, yeah, we have places to put things, pantries, they call it,
okay.
To put our stuff in. There's one in there, you know, close to the water heater.
Okay.
And then down underneath, and I've got my canned stuff down under there. We try to put everything out of sight, you know.
Yeah.
I like to do that. I did quite a bit over when I lived on East Main. But there's a 7-room house over there. Porches all the way around. Roger, he owns it now. His grandma has been trying to buy it. He don't want to sell it because of his grandma. Somebody broke all the windows out. There's four double windows in that house, and they broke them all out. He had to put some logs in and saw them. But he was ain't trying to get somebody, but he sells timber off of it, postage.